Hey, it's Dr. Nikki here, your bonus mama, Gen S plus 30. I recorded this part of this next episode in an airport. I had COVID and I was trying to get home from where I was. And so you'll hear the sound quality of this next episode to be a little bit off, but there's a lot of real things that I think are important to talk about. And I think that we get to talk about them whether our circumstances are perfect or not perfect. And you'll find that in this episode, I'll be talking about circumstances being neutral. And the fact that I have COVID to me at this moment is fairly neutral, meaning I haven't ascribed a meaning to it. I'm feeling really tired. I've got some nasal congestion. A lot of things are going on. But for me, actually, when I'm sick, as I'm not particularly scared to be sick, I do get a little bit worried that I'm not doing enough, and that is definitely part of my stuff where I feel like I need to be doing something and productive at every moment of the day. But today, actually, the only thing I'm doing is making sure that I get this podcast out to you guys because I want to make sure that your lives go well, that I decided kind of on, not on my watch, will you not have the opportunity to at least hear a different perspective? So last week, we talked about A Course in Miracles. And the reason why I'm talking about it in the beginning of this particular episode is that I think it's really related to this episode on circumstances being neutral. And so this is lesson two in A Course in Miracles. And I know that I had said previously that I was going to put together a daily lesson for you to go through with me, but I haven't quite done that yet. And that's okay. So lesson two kind of moves along the theme of lesson one, which was nothing I see in this room or anywhere means anything. And then this one says, I have given everything I see, either in this room or in the street or through this window or in this place, all the meaning that it has for me. And what you're really trying to do is you're trying to not ascribe different meanings to different things, that you're trying to look at them as neutrally as possible with the understanding that every person sees almost everything completely differently, that nothing is seen in exactly the same way. And most of whatever we're noticing, taking in, deciding is important or not, are things that have been given importance to us either from the family of origin we grew up with, the society we live in, our gender identity, all of it. So I think once we know that, then we have the opportunity to decide to think of something differently, to have a different perspective, to do something differently, that we are not completely attached to whatever thoughts and beliefs are just thoughts that we continue to think over and over again, and we get really good at thinking, that we do not hold on to these beliefs and these thoughts as the absolute truth about who we are and how we're living our lives, that we get to look at it and ask ourselves, do I like this thought? Do I like what it's creating for me? Do I want to continue to think that or not? Because if you're not attached to everything you think and see and feel as the absolute truth of who you are and the identifier of your belief system, then you can change anything. There is nothing that you can't decide to change. Now, at first, it's going to feel hard to think of something different because our brains are going to want to continue to think whatever it thinks. It's got that emotional triad to feel no pain, to exert as little energy as possible, and to experience as much joy as possible. And that is what we've been programmed to do. And so our brains have already decided that thinking that thought that we're continuing to think has become easy. And so switching that up a little bit will feel hard until it doesn't feel hard anymore. And it won't. Think about a new thing you learn. It takes a while to get to learn it. But once you learn it, you can do it and do it pretty easily. All right. So this next episode is me in an airport with COVID. I'm going to cough a little bit for your benefit, and I hope you enjoy. And if you want to work with me or talk to me about anything, contact me at Nikki@drnikkinaradin.com. I'm going to continue to cough here. All right. I love you guys. Hey, hey, it's Dr. Nikki here. And I'm in the Miami International Airport recording this episode for you guys. I also have COVID, which is really interesting. Like, how to do something when you're not feeling well, just kind of taking it slow. So I'm here. I needed to get this out. I had some things I was thinking about. And I'm sitting in a purple rocking chair, kind of across from the gate where I'm supposed to be flying out of. You're probably going to hear some people. I'm sure that you're going to hear some announcements, but this is real life, so there you go. Anyway, I was thinking about something the other day. I was on vacation with my family, and my daughter was reading a spiritual book. I don't know exactly who it was by, but it was called The Joy of Happiness, or In Pursuit of Happiness, or something like that. And in the book, they said, if you let any external situation cause you to have feelings, or if it affects you in ways that you can't control, then you're weak. And I thought that was so interesting. Like, weak, that is a particularly strong word. Now, we come by this honestly, because when we're young, we're told that everybody basically defines how we feel or not feel. Like, you know, a young person in the classroom says something that makes you feel bad, and they have to go and apologize, and you feel like crap. And, you know, but are you saying you're not supposed to feel like crap? I thought that was really interesting. So, you know, I do something and I hurt my mother's feelings. And it is because of me that her feelings are hurt. Like, we're given this message constantly that we are responsible for everybody else's feelings, and everybody else is responsible for our feelings as well. And then if you add the layer of, so not only are external forces responsible for our feelings, but then there has to be something external that's going to make us feel better. And that's what the, you know, consumerism and capitalism does, is it tells you that you're not feeling good because of whatever particular reasons you're not feeling good. And that these particular things that you're going to be able to buy will make you feel better. And you should feel better because you have good reason to not feel good, as opposed to you, like, managing your own mind about how you're feeling or not feeling. So we had talked about feelings last week, which are vibrations that in your body. They have specific vibrational frequencies, so they are real. And then we talked about how there is always a thought that will create that feeling. Now, sometimes you'll think that the feeling just bubbles up in you, and it might feel that way, but there's always some kind of underlying thought, probably a thought that you'd practice so well that's sitting in the back of your brain, in that amygdala part of your brain that doesn't have to think very much. And if you do some thought mining, you could probably eke up the thought. And the reason why we know this is true is that, let's say you see somebody that you find attractive and you feel desire or whatever it is. And you think that desire just came kind of out of nowhere. But then for me, that person will, like, light up a cigarette, and then all of a sudden that desire is gone. So probably my first feeling is, or my first thought is, I like the way he looks or she looks. And then the second one is, I can't believe they smoked. That's so disgusting. So we clearly have thoughts related to all of our feelings. And I think that this is very, very hopeful for us, because if you can do some thought mining and see what it is that you're thinking, then you could actually decide to think or not think that, and then have a little bit more control over your feelings, which is really great. So back to that idea that if external things cause you to feel something that you're weak, I don't really think it's about weakness. I think it's about losing control. So there are external forces that take away all of your emotional agency, that you have no ability
to control that or no ability to decide when that happens. So what ends up happening is that you are just finding yourself kind of on this emotional roller coaster where one thing will happen all of a sudden and then you'll feel crappy. And then the next thing will happen all of a sudden and you'll feel great, with no control that you have at all, which makes life really difficult. It makes things very, very hard to navigate. It almost makes you feel like you're kind of going crazy, like you can't do anything to stop that. So I was thinking about this idea. So we've got thoughts causing the feelings. And we do believe that somehow the circumstance is causing all of these thoughts, that these circumstances, what somebody else says to us, what's going on in the world, whatever, is causing our thoughts. But the circumstance is inherently neutral. And I'm going to explain this to you. So something happens. Let's say that something happens that everybody might agree is a hard or a bad thing. Somebody dies. We do know that some people might not feel bad about this other person dying. Maybe this other person was really old and dying was actually a relief of whatever the situation was. So the circumstance itself is just a neutral situation. And then we get to decide what we think about it. So let's think about this a little bit. Often we have thoughts about something and we think that this is the absolute circumstance, like, oh, that person is so difficult to get along with. And we believe that that person is difficult to get along with because everybody else that we speak to says that this person is difficult to get along with. And you're going to come up with all the reasons why this person is difficult to get along with. But when you think about it, that is just a thought. Whether 999 people believe that, not everybody in the whole world does. It's not absolute in a court of law. It's not the universe telling you that this is an absolute thing. So if we start with this idea that the circumstance is actually neutral, then you get to decide what you think about that circumstance, as opposed to deciding that this circumstance is going to create all the thoughts and feelings in your mind. And when you go through this exercise, or when you go through this idea that all circumstances are neutral, and what I want you to do is I want you to decide that every circumstance that you see, no matter how bad it looks, whether you think something's ugly, whether you think something's unfair, whether you think something is brutal, whatever it is still a neutral circumstance. Now, you do get to decide that you don't want to be neutral about that circumstance, and that's okay, because life is 50-50, meaning there are going to be good parts and hard parts. And you might not be joyous all the time, and that's really okay. So today's thinking right now is that you're just going to look around and decide that every circumstance you see is neutral. Hey, everybody, if you want to work with me and really figure shit out, get unstuck and off the emotional roller coaster and heading towards your passion, and I know you can, get in contact with me and let's work together. It'll be worth it for the life of your dreams. Okay, you can get in touch with me at Nikki at drnikkinaradin.com. That's Nikki at drnikkinaretin.com. Take care. Love you guys.